Part 2, Day 230. Continuing on in Nehemiah 12. Here is the list of the priests and Levites who had returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the high priest. Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Melech, Hattush, Shekaniah, Harmen, Miramoth, Adil, Ginnathon, Abijai, Miniman, Moadiah, Bilga, Shemaiah, Joirib, Jediah, Salu, Amuk, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Jeshua. The Levites who had returned with them were Jeshua, Benui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who with his associates was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Their associates, Bakbukiah and Uni, stood opposite of them during the service. Jeshua the high priest was the father of Joachim. Joachim was the father of Eliashib. Eliashib was the father of Joadiah. Joadiah was the father of Johanan. Johanan was the father of Judea. Now, when Joachim was high priest, the family leaders of the priests were as follows. Meraiah was leader of the family of Seraiah. Hananiah was the leader of the family of Jeremiah. Meshullam was the leader of the family of Ezra. Johanan was the leader of the family of Amariah. Jonathan was the leader of the family of Maluk. Joseph was the leader of the family of Shekaniah. Adna was the leader of the family of Harim. Hilkiah was the leader of the family of Miramoth. Zechariah was the leader of the family of Iddo. Meshullam was the leader of the family of Ginnathon. Zikri was the leader of the family of Abijah. There was also a leader of the family of Miniman. Piltiah was the leader of the family of Modiah. Shemua was the leader of the family of Bilga. Jehonathan was the leader of the family of Shemaiah. Mattaniah was the leader of the family of Joarib. Uzziah was the leader of the family of Jediah. Kaliah was the leader of the family of Salu. Eber was the leader of the family of Amuk. Hashabiah was the leader of the family of Hilkiah. Nathaniel was the leader of the family of Jediah. During the reign of Darius II of Persia, a list was compiled of the family leaders of the Levites and the priests in the days of the following high priests: Eliashib, Joadiah, Johanan, and Judah. The heads of the Levite families were recorded in the book of history down to the days of Johanan, the grandson of Eliashib. These were the family leaders of the Levites: Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, Benui, Kadmiel, and other associates who stood opposite them during the ceremonies of praise and thanksgiving. One section responded to the other, just as commanded by David, the man of God. This included Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, and Obadiah. Meshullam, Talmon, and Akub were the gatekeepers in charge of the storerooms at the gates. These all served in the days of Joachim, son of Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest and scribe. Corinthians 10, 14 through 33. So, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. You are responsible people. Decide for yourselves if what I am about to say is true. When we bless the cup of the Lord's table, aren't we sharing in the benefits of the blood of Christ? And when we break the loaf of bread, aren't we sharing in the benefits of the body of Christ? And when we all eat from one loaf, showing that we are one body. And think about the nation of Israel. All who eat the sacrifices are united by that act. What am I trying to say? Am I saying that the idols to whom the pagans bring sacrifices are real gods, and that these sacrifices are of some value? No, not at all. What I am saying is that these sacrifices are offered to demons, not to God. And I don't want any of you to be partners with demons. You cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and from the cup of demons too. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and at the table of demons too. What? Do you dare to rouse the Lord's jealousy as Israel did? Do you think we are stronger than he is? You say, I am allowed to do anything. But not everything is helpful. You say, I am allowed to do anything. But not everything is beneficial. Don't think only of your own good. Think of other Christians and what is best for them. Here is what you should do. You may eat any meat that is sold in the marketplace. Don't ask whether or not it was offered to idols, and then your conscience won't be bothered. For the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If someone who isn't a Christian asks you home for dinner, go ahead, accept the invitation if you want to. Eat whatever is offered to you, and don't ask any questions about it. Your conscience should not be bothered by this. But suppose someone warns you that this meat has been offered to an idol. Don't eat it, out of consideration for the conscience of the one who told you. It might not be a matter of conscience for you, but it is for the other person. Now, why should my freedom be limited by what someone else thinks? If I can thank God for the food and enjoy it, why should I be condemned for eating it? Whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, you must do all for the glory of God. Don't give offense to Jews or Gentiles or the Church of God. That is the plan I follow, too. I try to please everyone in everything I do. I don't just do what I like or what is best for me, but what is best for them, so they may be saved. Proverbs 21, verses 14 through 16. A secret gift calms anger. A secret bribe pacifies fury. Justice is a joy to the godly, but it causes dismay among evildoers. The person who strays from common sense will end up in the company of the dead.